and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is January 21st, 2008, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. And for those of you looking for the download yesterday, I give my sincere apologies. I couldn't quite manage it, but I'm back today with all the latest and greatest from Nikonians. And as always, first up is the weekly Nikonians Academy news from director Mike Hagen. Number one from Mike, response to our new price reduction has been fantastic. Last week, we reduced our prices for one-day workshops from $199 to $179, and people responded by buying workshops all around the USA. Our price reduction came as a direct result of the generosity of our two major sponsors, HP and Datacolor. We have worked hard to bring you more cities, more topics, and more options this year, and it is paying off for you, our membership. Second up from Mike, the prints that he is getting from his HP B9180 printer are simply amazing. Yesterday, or a few days ago by now, Mike made a nice big 13-inch by 19-inch photo of a rock formation called Dragon's Teeth that he took on his trip to Maui. Isn't he lucky? The photograph was taken about 20 minutes after sunset, and the sky was a very subtle shade of pink and blue. Mike was a bit worried that the printer might not capture the delicate transitions between the pink and the blue hues in the sky, but little did he know that he had absolutely nothing to worry about. The B9180 printed it amazingly well. He showed the print to a few people, and they were impressed and amazed at the clarity, color, and sharpness of the print. He processed the image in Capture NX using 4 color control points, and then sent the image to Photoshop to do some dust removal. Now, I do have those pictures linked in the blog, so all you have to do is go to my blog and click on the link to the Nikonians Academy, and there's the blog entry with those pictures for you guys to look at. Now, Mike also wants to show you how to do the same thing in his 4-day advanced digital imaging workflow workshop. Regardless of the type of printer that you'll use, this workshop will definitely improve your output. We'll be spending a lot of time learning how to set up our software and hardware to achieve perfection. There will also be significant time spent on using Nikon Capture NX and Adobe Photoshop in your workflow. These won't be high-level discussions, but rather meat and potatoes, hands-on tutorials with you in the driver's seat. Our conference space will be outfitted with a network of B9180 printers and Datacolor Spider 3 display calibration systems. You'll be able to make as many prints as you like, and the lab will be open all day long. Right now, we are offering this workshop in 2 cities, San Francisco Bay Area and Dallas, Texas. We'll hopefully expand as time goes on. So those of you who are interested in other areas of the country for these workshops, do scream and shout and holler and let us know. And if there's enough want, well, we can tell Mike and maybe we'll expand those workshops to an area near you. And finally from Mike, are you pining for some adventure this year? We have more adventure lined up with the Academy than you can shake a stick at. This April and May, we'll have some wonderful outdoor photography opportunities in Page, Arizona and Moab, Utah. Additionally, we have a quick 2-day trip planned to photograph the beautiful Tulip Festival in Washington State's Skagit River Valley. So you can see all of those trips and all sorts of information posted at www.nikoniansacademy.com. And that's all from Mike this week. Now, moving on to some other Nikonians news, the forums were offline for a while, but they are back up and running, and you might have to re-log in, enter your username and password, and you might see some changes if you haven't already checked back. The colors are different, but you can change those. So take a look, spend some time, get used to the new forums, and we hope you like them. From Nikon, do you think you've got NAS bad? Well, auction goers in Austria recently shelled out over 57,000 US dollars for a stereo Nikkor, and a rare Nikon F high speed went for over 28,000 US dollars. So check out the blog if you want to see a little bit more about those particular pieces of equipment. And for those of you who are battling with the spouse, other half, the wife, the husband about spending money, just show them how much other people spent on Nikon equipment, and maybe you can sneak that new D300 into your systems. Moving on to the forums, there is a wedding photographer wanted for June, July, sometime this summer, in Madrid, in Spain. So if you are in Spain or will be in Spain this summer and do some wedding photography, please check the link in the blog and give your fellow Nikonians a shout out. In the cafe, most of the chatter is all about the new forum system. We hope to keep fixing all the little issues that might arise and are dead keen on helping everybody figure out all the different little changes to make your forum experience all the more better. But you might also want to check out a thread called Photos of Famous People Using Nikon Cameras. It's neat, it's a little bit lighthearted, and I've got the link directly in the blog for you so you don't have to wade through all of the posts about the forum changes itself. And speaking of, the forum of the week is about Nikonians and galleries. So if you do have some questions about the recent upgrades, why don't you check out that forum? And there's an FAQ thread right at the top. Might answer some of your questions in general. And there's a thread about fixing problems in the forums. So if you have an issue, check that out before you post, because it's possibly already been identified and on its way to being fixed. But hopefully, all that will be running even more smoothly in the near future. My choice photo of the week is called Squirrel Snack, and you can take a look at that. And that is all for me this week. And if you have any questions, comments, feedback, please don't hesitate to drop me a line at newsflash@nikonians.org or drop us a line in the podcast feedback forum. And we can't wait to hear from you. And that's it. I will be back next week with the next edition of Nikonians Newsflash.